Welcome to the Front Runners CD and tape program.
Welcome to our monthly Shackley meeting. We have three speakers from the Warren, Ohio area. Each will be explaining their health improvements since they started using Shackley nutritional products. Our next speaker is Rosanna Montecalvo, who has suffered with migraines for 19 years.
My name is Rosanna Montecalvo, and I'm from Warren, Ohio. I'm 34 years old, and I've always had headaches, even as a child. When I turned 15, they became migraines and then escalated in severity and duration at the age of 19 after I was involved in a car accident. From that point on, my migraines began lasting 24 to 72 hours straight and would hit approximately every 3 to 5 weeks. I went to every doctor, our family doctor, eye doctors, my OB, gynecologist, neurologist, osteopath, and also a massotherapist. I was even taken to University Hospital in Cleveland at one point because my doctors just didn't know what else to do. It was first blamed on my menstruation and heredity, and then all the doctors canceled those theories and began blaming it on the car accident injuries I sustained. I was given all types of medication, from pain medication to Valium to muscle relaxants to antidepressants and even morphine when I was in the hospital. I was told I could go to a pain clinic in Michigan, and that was about the last recourse for me. And that pain clinic in Michigan was a place where you could learn to live with this type of pain. I felt I had learned to live with it because I'd managed to live a fairly normal life through it all. I truly did everything to get rid of this pain and agony, by going to all the doctors and the specialists, by having physical therapy, and even taking yoga classes for breathing and relaxation techniques. Since nothing worked, I stopped taking all medications the year before I married. I gave drug lectures at the high school as part of my job with the police department, and I knew what harm these drugs could do to your body, yet all the doctors wanted me on them, and they did no good. They never helped me. Whenever I got a migraine, I'd know approximately 6 to 8 hours ahead of time, but I was never able to prevent it from occurring. It would begin as a headache across my eye and forehead area, and then travel to my temple area and the top of my head. Once the pain reached the base of my neck, there wasn't any stopping it at all. I was forced to lie down immediately in a totally darkened room with no noise and no movement. You cannot walk, let alone drive, and a phone ringing will kill you with pain. I'd have nausea and dry heaves along with vomiting if I merely lifted my head off the pillow. My pain was really severe and debilitating, and it never subsided in intensity, but it remained the same throughout the duration of the migraine. Some migraine sufferers have told me that theirs subsides in cycles. It never lasted less than 24 hours for me, and it often went to 72 hours. And because of this regularity, I even had some doctors almost lead me to believe that I somehow brought on my own migraines, just knowing that it was about that time for one. My two pregnancies gave my husband Dan and I an idea that my migraines might be an imbalance in my system, because during both pregnancies and while I was nursing both our daughters, I never got a migraine. We couldn't believe it, for it was the first time in my life that I could go without even getting a headache. Relatives and friends were even amazed. And we felt we'd hit upon a great discovery, so we ran back to my OB, who treated me ever since I was 16 years old, my OB who delivered our girls, and my family physician. And to our amazement, all three doctors merely agreed that this meant it was hormone-related, and they could treat me with a medication used for endometriosis. But neither one recommended it because it could cause sterility, and we wanted more children, so that was the end of that discussion. No tests, no further exam, nothing. Each one made this diagnosis while sitting behind a desk. There was never any mention of a nutritional imbalance or supplements, even when Dan and I brought it up. The minute I quit nursing, 30 days later, my migraines would begin again every 3 to 5 weeks for 24 to 72 hours. That's where my cousin comes in. She was helped with Shackley supplements for something called Epstein-Barr syndrome, and she bugged me constantly to try them. So as a favor to her, we went to a nutrition talk at her home one night. We were really reluctant to go, but it proved to be my saving grace. Many things were said during the nutrition that night that sounded like questions we'd brought to the attention of my physicians, such as better eating habits, things that I'd done differently during my pregnancies that maybe would affect my migraine state. I didn't immediately run to get Shackley, though, because it sounded too simple of a solution after so many years of going to every type of doctor. I believe they helped my cousin. I truly did. I saw the results with her, but I felt my migraines were a world apart from what she had. 2 weeks after the nutrition, though, I experienced my scheduled migraine, and when it ended about 72 hours later, my husband dialed the phone and we set up an appointment to discuss a supplement program with the Shackley Food Supplements. Dan was extremely supportive of me during the start of the program. I don't think I would have continued without him because I felt it was difficult to take as many supplements as I had to take 3 times a day. This is a person who gave up all medication whatsoever, and I was still thinking of this as medication. Now I know better. I know they are just foods, pure foods. He even began taking all the supplements so we would have a buddy system. After all, we'd get our money back in 30 days if we saw no results, he said. So we just went on the supplements because they were foods and not drugs. And about 7 or 8 days after I began the program, I got my regular migraine. This migraine lasted 2.5 hours, and I'm still waiting for it to return, almost 10 months later. All I've done differently is take Shackley food supplements. It's wonderful, and I can't find words to describe the joy and relief I feel each passing day. I know, I just feel like a walking miracle of sorts. Now we all take them, my 2 little girls, my husband and I, and we take them along with us everywhere. My husband found new energy he hadn't had in a long while, and at 34 years of age, we feel as if we're back in our 20s. Needless to say, neither one of us asked for our money back. And I faithfully took 1 scoop of meal shake mixed with 1 scoop of protein in an 8-ounce glass of milk every single day. I stayed on this for about 2 full months and then reduced to taking the same supplements but only 2x per day instead of 3x per day. Twice when I felt a headache coming on, I immediately took the B-complex, the calcium magnesium, the alfalfa, and the EPA. Those 4, and never got the headache at all. It went away instead of coming, and I had never been able to prevent a migraine before. I also take these 4 before going to bed on days when I'm overly stressed or tired by burning the candle at both ends. My mom's on the same program now, and she turns 59 in August and hasn't had a severe migraine in 6 months for the first time in her adult life. We walk around looking at each other in total amazement. I want everyone to know there may be hope for them. Because I, like Shackley Corporation, am not saying that this is a cure or that it will take migraine problems away in 30 days. But you have nothing to lose and all to gain by trying it. You deserve to know if it'll work for you. And if you get the results I've gotten, it'll be a miracle you'll be thankful for the rest of your life. I thank Dr. Shackley for pursuing his belief in proper nutrition and supplementation. My cousin Anna for her persistence. Good God, did she bug me. Dolores for taking time to educate me. And my husband Dan for his love and support. And it's with this love that I say try it, because you have everything to gain.
Rosanna, I'd like to ask you a couple questions about why you take the alfalfa, the B, the calcium, and the EPA at the onset of your headaches. Was there a reason why you started with those 4 when you start to get a headache?
Well, for me, the alfalfa seems to open up the sinus area. I never even knew I had a sinus problem until I started taking the alfalfa, and then I had tons of drainage. And that's when I noticed the blockage that would occur at times that would start the headaches over my eyes, around my forehead area. And the B-complex and the calcium magnesium, It's mostly for the stress. It calms me down.